Okay. Zok the Gemara on Lamed Aleph of the Beis. Lulav, by the way, is Gematria Chayim. I did not find the Evan Ezra that you were telling me about. You have to show it to me. Lulav is a Gematria Chayim. And that's a simen. Chayim. Ches Yod Yod Mem, life. And that's a simen to the fact that a lulav that's yavish is pasul because it's like a mace and ksiv le hamesim yahaluka. So lulav is megala and everything else also with the chayim, but everything else has to be alive also, and there's a psul yavish that carries over. Anyways, that was just that's not in the Gemara, it's in Yerushalayim. It's Yerushalayim where the that's the kelim in the Shechinah we just saw today in the kelim. Okay. Well, they were talking about the need for maybe it was a Shulchan Aruch Rav. Could be the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav, maybe after. Okay, Dr. Gemara. Shall Asher v'shedoni dachas. So a lulav of an Ashera and an irni dachas. They're both puzzle. I'm sorry, we just did that yesterday. Okay, niktam roishay. Two lines on the bottom. Niktam roishay, a lulav which its top is cut off. Niktam, it's clipped off. The top is clipped off. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says, Lai Shanu, it wasn't taught in the Mishnah that a lulav that had its top clipped off is pasul, ela niktam. That's only if it was actually clipped off. Aval nizdak, but if there was a hole or if it cracked, the lulav, the leaves of the lulav crack, what's it called? Split. If the leaves split, then kosher, then it's kosher. Okay, so it's only if it's snipped on top, but if they're split, it's going to be kosher. Frek the Gemara.
What's the difference between split and nifritzu, I guess?
Nifritzu are just not necessarily. There's each leaf is a double leaf. Okay. So when we say nifritzu, we don't mean that the double leaf aspect is split.
You mean each double leaf is
spread? Right.
From each other,
and they're completely apart. The double leaf itself is split. Okay? Right? If it's split, if the leaf split, it's kosher. But we learned in a braisa, lulav kafuf, a lulav which is completely like bent, almost circular. Rashi says it's like a fish hook. Okay? We have any pictures here? Yeah. Be helpful. Hey, why don't you come sit with me? Lulav kafuf. That's how they do kafuf. Okay. About this for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Here, lulav kafuf. Which top left? Top left.
Huh.
Like a fish hook.
That's a zoom in on one.
No, no, the whole lulav goes like that. I don't know if it has to.
It has to kafuf.
Kafuf.
That's what we're talking about.
Lulav kafuf. The bottom. That's something else. We'll see in a second. Yeah. Lulav kafuf. You want to sit here?
Yeah, sure.
A bent lulav. Or kavuts. One that is thorny. If the lulav has thorns coming out from the side of the shed, or some thorns are coming out, or if it's akum doim lamagel, that's one word or one phrase, akum doim lamagel. If it's a little bent and similar to a sickle, so the difference between kafuf and akum doim lamagel is kafuf the way they're having the picture based on the Beis Yosef, B'Shem Ben Yerucham, and the Rosh. The shedra is bent like that. Is that akum daima? That's more like a fish hook. Mamish, like a real hook. Akum daima lamagel is like a sickle. A sickle is not as sharp a turn. Okay, it's a little round, rounder. So this is the sickle, and it's akum daima lamagel like that. Sunclad?
The whole shedra, right?
The whole lulav, and we'll see exactly which direction it's going. Okay. So if I have such a lulav that's akum daim lamagel, it's bent and similar now to a sickle, pasul, then the lulav is pasul. So again, kafuf is like a fish hook, bent like a fish hook. Kavutz is thorny. Saduk is split. Akum Demi Lamagal is like a sickle and bent like a sickle. Though all those are puzzle. Charus, if it's hardened, if the lulav hardened to become like, that's what happens over time. The leaves harden and become like one big branch with the spine. Puzzle, then it's puzzle. Doime lecharus, if it's only similar to charus, meaning the process started but it's not completely hardened, kosher, then the lulav is kosher. But lemaisa, what we see from this brayse is it says saduk is puzzle. And you're telling me that saduk is kosher. Because again, Rav Huna said, niktam is puzzle if it's snipped off. But nistak, if the leaves are split, then it's going to be kosher. The brayse over here says nistak is puzzle. Saduk is puzzle. Answers the Gemara. Good question. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that the case of the brayse that says saduk is puzzle is dafka de ovid kehemnik. It's made like a hemnik. A hemnik is a protractor, right? Protractor. One second. Let me just confirm. This is a protractor, correct?
Sorry.
On the, where my thumb is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the cheap staples protractor. Simcha. Right here. This one. Right here. Right here.
That's a compass.
Huh? Oh, a compass. Oh. Sorry.
Projector's not semicircle.
Okay. Huh?
Projector's not semicircle.
That's a protractor or a compass?
Protractor's a thing that.
Oh, that's like a what's it called?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I haven't been in school in a while. Yaakov.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a compass. Yes? Is that what it says here? Kehemnik.
I thought it was
cool. Hand. No.
The picture that's in there is
fine. It's basically, it's...
Okay.
Yeah. It basically, well, that's not what they're talking. That's not what Rashi is mashma. This is the Meiri he's quoting. No, the cipher. Sorry? No, not a pitchfork. Cipherim. A scribe. No, that's not a pitchfork. That's the hemnik.
Right.
That's what it looks like, but no, it's the hemnik is the point of that. The point is that it's very right. It's very spread, very split. That it looks like it has two different. Shadras almost. It looks like two different spines. Okay? Hemnik? Could be. Yeah. Yeah. No. No, but Lashon HaRabbi, Levad Asher. He's translating what Hemnik is in Arabic. The next words of Lamed Beis Yud Dalet Asher.
Try to explain. I mean, everyone has a different opinion on what this thing, what this word is. It's this thing that you know the word for.
It's a projector.
Compass. Not a projector.
French.
Compass. Okay, fine. So, Bakitzer, so again, so the kasha was that our mission, our Rav Huna said that Saduk is kosher, Nistak is kosher, if it's split, it's kosher, and yet we have the brayse that says Saduk is puzzle. So, we're answering the brayse that says Saduk is puzzle when it's an extreme split like a compass in the picture, or like you look in the other picture books, the black and white one, the one that you have, Daniel, it has it's a different kind of tool that they show. The point is, it's very split, and not just that it's separated one from the other. It's extremely split. It looks like two different what's it called?
Shepherds.
Looks like two shepherds, right? Okay. The next part of the brayse said, "Akum daima lemagol." If it's bent, similar to a sickle, it's puzzle. Amar Rava, Rava said, like Amran, it wasn't taught, it wasn't said that it was going to be puzzle. Ela lefanav. That's only when it's going lefanav, it's going forward. The tzad shekeneged hashedra.
Away from you, forward. Meaning if you're holding it the appropriate way, it would be forward.
Yeah.
1 second, because the shedra is facing me, you. So it's going
up away
keneged from you. Hashedra. Okay.
So
when I'm holding it, it's facing forward. I'm holding it as we said last time.
Connected is the, if you look at the lulav,
it's opposite it's the head.
Going
the
it's going
shedra.
The
shedra
is facing you.
The
yes.
Shedra should be facing you, so it's going
that's
away from the shedra.
The brown stuff, right?
Smooth,
shedra?
Smooth, yes,
smooth.
Yes.
The
smooth.
Spine.
Yeah, I understand that.
Smooth, smooth.
The spine side of the spine.
Smooth.
Yeah.
What did you say? The side.
I said the spine side of the
spine side of
the spine from one side.
All right.
Okay.
So if it's going forward, that means it's going again. In other words, the shedra comes up like this, and then it goes like that.
The Gemara is assuming that you're holding the lulav with the spine facing it.
That's what that's, you should be.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right, now, Josh?
Now
you're not sure.
Okay,
so
what does Rashi mean when you say in relation to the hand? Because the leaves here
barely ever
are on the sides of the shedra. They're not in front of it.
We'll talk about that first. I don't think he's talking about... He's just explaining what the shedra is.
Okay.
I don't think he's talking about the lefanos. Omar Rava. So Rava said like this. Like, Omar al-lefanos, it's only true that it's going to be a psul when it's going lefanos, being forward to me, I guess, which is opposite the shedra, avala acharov, but it's going backwards, meaning the shedra is just curved towards my back.
Towards you. Yeah.
Then, briyosahu, that's the way it grows. And it's not considered a mum. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Litzdadin, if it's going to the sides, kilafon of dami, it's like it's going forward, and therefore it's a mum, so it's puzzle. Va'amrila, and some said that stadin are kilacher of dami, it's like it's going backwards, and it's not a mum. So we have a suffix or a different stadim. Right, in what they were different shitas. Okay, va'amar Rava, and Rava said." Hai lulva, this lulav, this salik bechad hutza, which, let's just learn that the leaves are all coming out from one side. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is that they're just, all the leaves are one, are singled. They're not doubled.
It grows one row of leaves.
Okay, it grows one row of leaves, that means on one side, or that could mean that it grows one row of leaves, that each one, instead of being a double leaf, is only a single leaf. It's different ways, different Rishonim learn differently. In the Gemara, but the point is that if it has this defect, that it either has only one row growing, it's only coming out of one side, or it's only one leaf, Balmumhu, it's considered a defective lulav upasal, and therefore it's puzzle. Yeah.
Wait, is it the lulav?
Yes.
What do you mean double?
The lulav, when you make rings, you ever made rings? Mm-hmm. So what do you do? The first thing you're supposed to do is separate the leaf. You get two. That's a double leaf. And really, that's what the tuyum is. The middle of the spine is really that double leaf.
And that's what we're talking about with
Nista. We will get to... No. We're going to get to that. Let's talk about everything else.
Next thing, when we said Nista, we were referring to splitting of those double of the double leaf.
The double leaves, but not the shedra.
Yeah.
That leaf was getting
that same
split.
Yeah, is what we're
yeah it's correct.
When we're talking about talking about the...
Very soon, one second, very soon we're going to... After the orders come in, we'll get some of the fossil ones and we'll... Take them apart, dissect them. Huh? I'm not going to tell them. Yeah.
we're talking about if the lulav is bent away from you.
Correct.
How do you measure that? Like when you pick it up into the air and it sags, that's not what we're talking about. It's not that it has to be strong enough to support its own weight. We're talking about that it
can shedra. The shedra is turning.
I'm saying, but again, if you hit a really big, I mean, there are people who have those huge lulav.
Yeah.
If you even tilt it ever so slightly, the whole thing is just going to sag.
I guess we're talking when you don't have that. Right.
So we're not talking about
correct.
That. So is there like a practical way to measure it? Like,
I'm sure there is, but I don't
methods?
Know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but this is something which is. One second. There's a whole shayla. Someone we're learning about this. The Kaila is learning Hilchos lulav and esrog now. I'm not there. They learn lulav specifically in the afternoon. Someone, Eric Kowalski was just telling me that someone, in one of these svarim, for some reason, was saying not to hold it up. And so you can't determine based just on holding it up to put it down.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say you probably just put it on the table.
I don't know.
It has to be
something
fine.
He was telling me something like
that. Could see what? Could maybe hold
whether it's really bent.
Or no, if it's really
yeah.
Facing forward and backwards.
Right, because if you pick it up and it's just
big,
then it would be... Well, no, it's
just...
Like,
own it will go down.
If you pick it up, it'll just sag. But it's not because the lulav itself is that shape. It's because it's because of the way you're holding it, that you're supporting it from one side
right.
and
the other. So they have a thing that's focused. So you should call.
I don't understand.
Sakti. Sakti Mar, Nifritu Olav. If the leaves were separated. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa said, Nifritu, what does it mean? Nifritu da'ovir ki chufya, it's made like a broom. Nifridu,
no.
What does it mean that the leaves just are separated? The ifrud, ifrude. The leaves merely separated on top, but they're not completely separated on the bottom. Again, that's how Rashi understands it. So Nifritu is when it's completely disconnected from the Shedra. Nifridu is when they're simply separated a little bit, but at the Shedra they're still connected. Boy Rav Papa, Rav Papa asks, Nechleko ha tiyoymes mahu. What's the halacha if the tiyoymes, the spine itself, that double leaf, Nechleko, if that's split?
This is like the classic Shaila that people do.
Correct. Yes. Toshma, coming here to Omar Reb, Rav Yitzchak, no, Rav Masun, Omar Rav Yishuv and Levi, Nidla ha tiyoymes pasal. If the tiyoymes, if the middle leaf is completely taken out, it's possible. My lav, is it not so? Hu adin nechleka? That the same thing would apply if it's simply split? Sakti Gemara, no, that's not. Nitla shani, nitla is different than if it was taken out.
Is that a kasha on something?
Well, let's finish first and we'll see. Nitla is different. But is my lav a kasha on something?
Yeah, I'm saying, is trying to prove something?
We're trying to prove that what the halacha will be by nechleka. His shayla was, what's the halacha by nechleka?
Oh, the marmakim was from nitla.
Yeah.
No, sorry, yeah.
So we're saying, isn't it? It says nitla tiyoyim is possible. My lav, is it not so that it's hu adin nechleka? That halacha will be the same if it's just split? So tomorrow, no, the halacha is not the same. It's dafka by nitla. If it's taken, that it's going to be possible. Why? Nitla shani, if it's taken, it's different. The hachaserle, because it's missing something in the lulav, it's chaser. Igda Amri, there are those that said, Amr Rav Masun, Amr Bishum and Levi, Rav Masun said in the name of Bishum and Levi, Nechleka ha-tiyoymis, if the tiyoymis is split, Nasa kemi shenitla ha-tiyoymis, it's made, Nasa kemi, it's made as though shenitla ha-tiyoymis, like the tiyoymis is
removed,
upasal, and therefore it's pasal. And that's our shayla.
In the first, before the Igadami,
yeah.
Is the Gemara when it answers lo nitla shani, is that saying a decisive no?
No,
or
no, it's saying you have no right. You have no right. You have no right to the shayla.
No answer to the kasha?
Now we have a right. The Gemara said this is how we paskin. Igadami is another way to the answer. In other words, the first one was Toshma, Rav Mosin said nitla is possible. So we want to know, can we extrapolate from there that
so
also not.
The first lashon, is there a maskana?
No.
Okay, there's no.
Correct. But we pass on like the second one.
No, I just want
to. Okay, talk to Gemara. Rabbi Huda, I'm Rabbi Huda said. So again, what did Rabbi Huda say in the Mishnah? Yagdenu mulmalo. You should tie it from the top. Tanya, we learned in the Braiso. Rabbi Huda, I'm Rabbi Huda said, Mishnah Reb Tarfin, in the name of Reb Tarfin. The Pasuk in describing the Lulav says, Kapois Tamarim, branches of a palm tree, Kafus, Kapois, bound up. Im haya parud, if it was separated, yikaf senu, you should bind them up, meaning you should tie it up. The fact that we chose the word kapos tamarim to tell us to take the branch of the palm tree, that tells us that it has to be bound. And therefore, if it spreads apart, you have to bind it together. Amar Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Mimai, from where do you know? And we'll just speak it out again. We're not really asking that it should be a different branch. We're just asking, we want to show and be maichiach from within the psukim that it's referring to the lulav which we know of the mesarah already. We're not entertaining a tzad to change the mesarah. The mesarah is the mesarah, and that's what we do. The question only is, what are we seeing in the pasuk? That's what Heather Etzvah explains in Gemara. Mimai, from where do you know? From how do you know the high kapos tamarim? That this word, the words in the pasuk of kapos tamarim, delulvahu, are referring to the lulav, ema charusa. Maybe it's referring to the hardened, remember this is the charus of the Gemara in the top of the Yamud, the hardened branches, once they start hardening, they spread apart, becomes like a spread apart branches, Can I borrow this for a sec? Okay, this is really this is the picture for Charus, okay? But it's the same idea, Charusa. This is what they use. This is LA. This is everywhere, and this is what they use for Schach in Eretz Yisrael. No, these are apologies.
Oh, apologies. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's referring to that. Frak the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Can't be that. But you have to be able to be, has to be bound together in some way. That, in other words, that if it's spread apart, bind it together. And these are very hard, you can't bind them together. Maybe it's ufta, which is the bottom part of the by the palm branches. It's just one piece that's coming up. It's just one thick piece. If you see closely in Ayalev's handy dandy Gemara, see? Ufta. Like, it's just one piece of wood, basically. See on the top left? Top right? What?
Piece of the bark.
No. Well, I guess you could call it bark, but it's like things that come out of the palm tree. It's not regular. It's not just bark. It's like a shoot that comes out.
So we're saying it's teaching you that you can't use those things?
Correct, because it doesn't fit the criteria of kapos norms. Yeah, kapos. The first one is you have to be able to bind it together. And the second one is ve'ema. Because now that we said it has to be bound together.
The issue with Charos is that it can't be bound? Or that it's
correct, it cannot be bound. Okay. Rashi says it can't be bound. The Ema Ufta, maybe it's, if it can't, it has to be bound together, maybe Ufta. Ufta is like the spitz, meaning the extreme case of being bound together because there's nothing to come apart. Like the Gemara, Kafus, the fact that it says Kafus, Mechlal di Ika Parud. It's Mashma Mechlal. From there I can infer that in this species of that which we're talking about, Ika Parud, there is the concept or the possibility of being separated. Vahai, and this, kafus va'aymid la'aylam. It's bound together forever. You know, let's hold it here. Chazer, it's in the middle. We have a few more lines, but we can save it for tomorrow. I will tell you, though, who was asking yesterday that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Hadar, is referring to Hadar, v'ilana mishana l'shana, so... Who was asking? Someone was asking something? No?
Asking what?
I'm not sure.
What was the question?
I'm not sure. I'll tell you the answer and then you'll tell me who asked the question.
I asked the question.
Was it you?
I was asking, like, do you think that's a pasuk? Where is the game I found that's in it? It does all the time.
In the pasuk? Okay. Okay, so maybe this is what I was thinking, that we paskin, it was very interesting. The tour says, Darshu Chachamim, that preates Hadar, Hadar be'ilana mishana l'shana. That it dwells in the tree from year to year. Now what's the kashya? You look at it, you say, 1 second. What am I passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda darshins that Hadar be'ilana mishana l'shana, but he says that Yavish is kosher because there's no din Hadar. So what's the Torah saying? That darshu chachameinu. That's only Rabbi Yehuda. As I frag the Bach. That's the Bach's question. The Bach says that really, the diuk of pre-Eitz Hadar is a diuk for Kuli Alma. It shouldn't say pre-Eitz Hadar. It should say pre-Noah. It should say pre-Noah. The beautiful fruit. Why does it say pre-Eitz Hadar? So from there we see that it also has to be Hadar v'ilana mishana l'shana. That it lives in the tree. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says that it's only telling me that it has to live from year to year, but it's not telling me Hadar at all. Meaning like this. We're going to see in the Gemara Lamed Hey that they darshan the word Hadar to tell me Idur, which tells me all these different things, but not necessarily is that Makusher. Once we say that it's once I hold that the pre has to there's a din hadar, so fine. So there's a din hadar, but the Torah doesn't have to tell me hadar. It could tell me the word noeh. The fact that it chooses the word hadar tells me I can learn out both, and that's why. So Rabbi Yehuda, the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is not that this is the drasha. The chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is that we only have that and we don't have the other.
Because
the fact that it chose Noah instead of saying, I'm sorry, the fact